Jonathan Turley, Minnesota Democrats invite federal intervention in state by refusing to enforce law and order. By Neil Monroe on January 20, 2026. Democratic politicians are inviting more federal intervention in Minnesota by excusing the church invasion that violated federal law and citizens' rights, says lawyer Jonathan Turley. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is a curious form of attorney general who opposes the actual enforcement of laws, Turley wrote on January 20, adding. Ellison is refusing to enforce his own laws while suing to bar the federal government from enforcing its own laws. He is akin to a doctor who opposes the actual administration of medicine. In some ways, Ellison has proven the perfect Antifa attorney general, a law enforcement officer who supports the mob while denouncing the police. Ironically, Ellison has made the case for increasing federal enforcement in his state. He has shown a pronounced disinclination to enforce laws against his political allies. He has created the very vacuum that is pulling federal personnel and resources into his state. None of us are immune from the voice of the public, Ellison told CNN, adding. The protest is fundamental to American society. This country started in a protest. It's freedom of expression. People have a right to lift up their voices and make their peace. None of us are immune from the voice of the public. Quite honestly, I think that you got the First Amendment. Freedom of religion and the freedom of First Amendment and freedom of expression. I think it's just something you got to live with in a society like this. A senior state official participated in the invasion, the Daily Wire reported. A top staffer for Hennepin County's Soros-backed prosecutor was among the protesters. Jamal Lundy works as Intergovernmental Affairs Coordinator for Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty, is married to St. Paul City Council member Annika Bowie, and is running for a seat in the state legislature as a Democrat, according to his campaign website. Lundy's campaign website says that he previously worked for Minnesota House Representative Carlos Mariani, the Democrat House Caucus campaign, Congresswoman Betty McCullum, and the State Teachers Union. Lundy also founded Black Operations Public Relations LLC, and runs a company called Homes for Homies Property Management LLC, providing affordable housing for those struggling with credit and criminal backgrounds. What they did at the church was just horrible, President Donald Trump said at a January 20 press conference. Other Democrats are endorsing the church attack. Church invasions like this, nonviolent resistance in the face of government inaction or oppression, are essential, said Representative Lee Fink, a self-proclaimed transgender woman who represents a district in St. Cloud, Minnesota, in a June 19 note on Facebook. And they must continue until ICE is out of our state, the administration is out of the White House, and dignity and humanity for all of our neighbors is achieved. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in America. Dr. King knew that injustice must be confronted. He knew the moral conscience of the nation must be made to hear the desperate plight of those who are suffering. He knew that the only way to achieve this at national scale was for people to rise up together in nonviolent revolution until all were free. It's the tactics of ICE agents and CBP agents that are the problem here, that are violating constitutional protections. India-born Representative Pramila Jayapal told CNN on January 19. Jayapal is the top Democrat on the House's Immigration Committee. She said. I haven't reviewed the entire video for that, but I would just say that the vast majority of protesters, like 99.9%, have been engaging in peaceful protest. And, a court decision on Friday reaffirmed that. Ellison has done little to curb the mob-caused harassment and intimidation of his political opponents in the state, and has done nothing to help the federal government enforce popular federal laws in the state.